listening to IdgitCast. You're listening to episode, Newpentary episode for season, we're in season four, right? It's got an episode number too. I don't even know what it is.
I'm sorry. Don't even ask me. I have no clue.
Okay. This is off the cuff and not what I normally do.
We're making it happen.
Okay. This is Death Takes a Holiday. You're listening to a Newpentary for Death Takes a Holiday. And it's, the one that's just after the one that you just listened to before, assuming you're listening to these in order. Why would you be listening to them on shuffle, you crazy person? I'm one of your newbies, Paul Mackey, and I am joined here in my living room in Elk River, Minnesota, by my lovely wife, Darcy.
Hello.
And we also have with us our other newbie in Louisiana, Yvette.
Hey, I'm still in New Orleans. I'm still here.
Yes. And we also have one of our experts, Annie.
Hello, still in Texas.
Yay. And John wasn't quite able to join us for this one, so that's why I'm attempting to do both his part and mine, and neither very well. But it's working. So this is a Newpentary episode. That means that you can queue up your viewable copy of the episode, Death Takes a Holiday. And we'll be leaving recaps turned on. And if everybody's ready, everybody ready? Okay. I've got to push another button here. Oh, we are going to, I will let you know, we're going to have show audio in the background. I'm going to try to keep it at a low level as much as I can. But because of the way we record these things, I don't have a means to record without the show audio coming through on our microphone. So that being said, if everybody is ready, we will count down and go from at go. So I'll count 3, 2, 1, go. So here goes. 3, 2, 1, go.
Then.
Ooh, quieter. Let's try to go quieter.
Emma Barnes, best dance psychic in the state. Don't you recognize?
Death Takes a Holiday. I wonder if we're going to see Grim Reapers.
Well, if they take a holiday, then they're not around the Grim Reapers.
Well, a Grim Reaper just on the beach.
Bison Buds.
Vampire, be a vampire.
He looks pale. Yeah. He looks really pale. Oh.
I guess he's not a vampire.
Maybe he's just a junkie. So he should be dead, but is he not?
Is he a vampire? The new Ruby? Because you got a demon up inside of you.
Or did death?
Or I guess death took
death
a holiday.
Death took a holiday, right?
Well, he did have a scratch.
Yeah, there was a bit of a hole in him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not perfect.
He's not a donut.
Death is taking a break.
What?
You're going to go away. I'll hold back.
The siren talking?
Well, the siren influence.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I forgot all about that episode already.
It's more about the world. Oh, God, glory,
just when people are cracking seals here and there.
Oh, I'm ahead of y'all. I can hear.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about the hearing.
Let me pause.
Alright.
Okay, now I'm on. I can write on par.
Awesome.
So the local was on strike. Playing the back nine.
I'm a little confused, but
they're gonna, attempt to
put the Ouija board out. Is it the Ouija?
Got it.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
I would have liked it better if it was a Ouija board, because that's something I can understand.
You guys better not get caught. Some people are gonna think that's pretty not so nice thing.
I know, this does not look like a thing you should be doing.
No.
I swear to God, like at least twice a week here, somebody gets arrested at the cemetery doing something like this.
Probably, yeah. You have some very famous cemeteries, so that'd be why.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. I live like two blocks from like the miles and miles and miles of like cemeteries. And yeah, they're beautiful, but
weird stuff.
Tourists love going there at night when they're not supposed to be there. And,
oh, they're scary at night.
The best neighbors in the world. So quiet.
Yes.
Why does Sam think that the rules don't apply to him?
Look, I may want to think of yourself as you're a former being, but you're not. Neither am I. So you accept that, the better off you're going
to
be.
Oh, man, a Joe the Plumber reference.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Oh.
Thank you. Drag these fools to prison.
This is no. What? No, personal worship. This is the
Mormon thing.
I don't fit it.
Devil worship.
Oh. Has he got a demon up in him?
Hope so.
Yep.
Sam.
Yay.
Oh. Yoster.
Now, who is that?
He's the creepy one that did that, was doing the Hannibal Lecter routine.
Mm.
New Dean from Hell.
Oh,
he trains
Dean.
What?
You're flabby, Sammy. Mm.
You're strong, you said. It is over.
Oh.
Wow.
Get it? Get it, bitch face.
Jeez.
Hey, you know, in vain, it sounds. They got a confession. Smash me? No, thanks, boss. So these, yeah, some tremendous. It all happened to Elsa again. I told you, trying to flee me or whatever, and it didn't work, so,
right.
How come you didn't flee? Just flee your last
time. Why did he lie about that?
Because Dean doesn't approve of him doing that stuff.
Is it like the voodoo voodoo?
No.
You know, not keeping secrets.
Yeah, you are.
Uh-huh.
So you go back in the Q&A to that shape, the NASA, Bobby, it's dead. Yeah? You think some life? The queen was strong. Strong. Okay. But he was lying. This is this. And he bloodied death under the moon of the sky. Sweet taste of the bitter monster found. Swanky, what hell's that? It's from the very obscure version of Revelations. Which means what I think it means. Basically, we killed him from the resources. You got yourself bullets.
Hmm.
I said, you can't kill the death. I'm not the king's king. What the hell with the angels found? There's a confidence. It's like we're going to take care of ourselves. What we're going to do is swing in and save a friendly neighborhood. Dean Reapers are invisible. The only people that can see them are dead and dying. Even if those are really was considered, yeah. You're okay, ghosts. You got a
Oh, this lady again. Yeah, those are such ugly sunglasses.
What do you say to deaf people? Which one of you brainiacs came up with astral projection?
It doesn't matter what he says to deaf people, they don't hear him.
Of course. So let's be clear. You want
very nice.
Rip your souls out of your bodies and take a little stroll through the spirit world?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea how heavy duty and sane that is?
Maybe, but that's where Reaper is.
So it's nuts?
Not if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I do. And guess what? I'm sick of being called back into your angel demon social greaser crap.
Well, look, I love to be kicking back the cold one watching Judge Judy too.
Nice. I'm glad you know.
No more tassel leather pants, no more Ramon seasons, no more nothing. We need your help.
hanging curtains, the first step.
Those are some pretty sweet 70s curtains, too.
Even if you do break into the mail.
It's another pretty awesome motel.
The silence. You need
two walking pieces of foam. You can touch from the window. You can sense the flash on.
See
the cold. Hey guys.
You a ghost.
You a ghost already. Okay.
I wish that they were like floating through the air ghost style.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effects though. It's expensive.
I also wish that they were wearing like white sort of like long flowy things and chains.
Is that the dead kid? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the dead kid. They're definitely warm enough to still have breath that shows in the cold air.
That's ghost fumes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do not care for ghosts.
Especially violent ones.
Mm-hmm.
You're dead. You're a spirit. I'm scared.
He's really good. I am.
You just want to talk.
Don't fight. As I said,
it's an Asmodeath.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the original Reaper?
Yeah, who the hell's this?
She was in the hospital. When it's season two, when Dean was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Is this the same actress?
I don't know. I can't tell.
It is.
Okay. Okay, that's right. I remember her being much hotter. But,
you know.
I guess she's just gotten a worse haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that little bob. She should get back to
that.
Yeah,
that was cute.
Yeah, and she's like gotten, like, her face is really thin.
Yeah, she probably needs a milkshake.
Ah, don't we all?
I know I do.
No, I love a banana milkshake.
Banana, is that your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I like chocolate.
Oh, that's nice and classic, yeah. Shagax?
Shagax.
What the hell does that mean?
Run.
Leave?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that I didn't even know. I thought the kid had already been reaped.
Well, he's already out of his body permanently.
But just not
taken on
in the. Oh. Well, then that begs the question of why those other people aren't just, like, not in their bodies, but not taken on.
Yeah.
That kid's room looks really old-fashioned.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a modern child's room.
I mean, where's the Legos?
Other than the iMac.
Well.
Old-timey iMac.
We have one in the basement.
That kid looks a lot like an old roommate of mine, and it's like really weird. Kind of pretty young.
What are you promising him, Sam?
You're lying, huh?
Yeah. That's not nice to lie to children.
I mean, I guess it's like a Santa Claus lie.
I suppose.
Oh, she does not look the same.
I've told some good lies. Like, you can only have two cats in the city of Elk River, or you need a special license.
That's a very good lie.
I know. But it's going to trip me up if we move.
That's the law all over
the land.
Mm-hmm. What?
The pain of losing his father, Sammy.
You should have.
Hey, looking for black smoke? Here's some. Yeah, Tessa. Ghost moves. No, nobody can see that.
Those are pretty.
Let's put that on our new house.
Y'all should.
Need a laser projector for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or just a projector with a cookie?
Yeah.
Ooh, a cookie. I think I'm hungry.
I think we need shakes and cookies.
I always feel that way.
Oh dear. There they are.
They've got them in a devil's trap thingy.
Got a devil's playground.
You think you're smart, Dean? No, maybe
he
is.
Fast. Super speed.
Oh, come on. You're just working with the flunky here. Someone key is going to come in and you're going to be in trouble.
I'm okay.
That voice. His voice is so distracting. Who is he trying to be?
He's trying to be the other guy that plays Alistair.
Oh, it's so bad.
Are you going to kill a Reaper? You got to use a scythe?
Let's get started, shall we?
And make you an offer you can't refuse.
I cannot believe that the director was like, yeah, this is fine. Just go ahead and use that voice.
Go with it. This is working out. That's
cool. Go ahead.
Stick your chin out. Like, you have a little TMJ going on there.
There you go. Here's a whole handful of marbles. Just go ahead and put it right under your tongue.
The kid's gonna come in and save the day, I assume?
Somebody's going to have to, because the good Reaper's about to get it.
And a Reaper dies.
What are we looking at? You gonna make the chandelier fall on him?
You gotta do it like a fire starter, you know?
Yeah.
Just to breathe hard while you do it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You afraid of a skirt is a weird line.
I don't think she's wearing a skirt.
Paul, I feel like your voice is like very accurately describing my feelings right now.
Ah, they broke the seal.
What's his name back? Dean.
Oh,
vomit this.
Oh, that's a pretty severe one there. Flamed out a little.
Her hair is pretty.
Yeah.
This guy.
Was that an angel?
Yes,
it was.
What's up, Castiel?
Oh, he came home.
What did happen? He wasn't so to see. He captured the house. Dean, this is a victory.
What was this new?
What did he say?
Where? Hold on.
Angel proofing.
Wait, what?
He impersonated Bobby to tell him all the information they needed.
Why?
Dean's gonna help him take in the boy, help her take the boy.
But I mean, he has to go, doesn't he? I mean, wouldn't that be better for him?
Probably better for his mom, huh?
Yeah, so she could start to heal.
There's got to be some heavy Dead Like Me crossover fan fiction for this show.
Oh, this makes me wish I was watching Dead Like Me.
That's a really good show.
It is.
Yeah.
How many seasons was it?
Two. And a bad movie.
Oh, that movie. Oof.
I don't think I ever saw the movie, did I?
No.
You're good.
You're fine.
Okay, that's with the show then.
Stop lying. Yeah. You just want something good.
Ugh, I roll.
She kind of looks like Crystal, doesn't she?
Kinda.
So why are they
going
to the hospital?
She pretty much,
yeah, I
she
don't
pretty much said
don't
to, not to, but I don't know.
Yeah, she said not to, but then she's also like, wham, wham, I'm dying. Like, you can't have it both ways. Yeah. I didn't realize that person was dead.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I knew that.
Wrap it up, man.
Okay. Well, that was the
episode. Oh, God. I feel so callous.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I've been up since 2 this in the morning, so I'm really tired. So.
All right. Well, that was.
Oh, no. I feel you.
That was our nubitary of the episode. And next week, you'll be able to listen to us, and we'll discuss the episode in full. So until next time, we'll just say happy hunting.
And hold your feels till then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have feels?
I don't have any feels.
Oh,
right,
I didn't
now.
Think so.
I'm just tired.
I have zero feels.
Okay, and happy hunting.
Happy
bye,
hunting.
Y'all.
Bye.
You've been listening to IdgitCast from QuadrupleZ.com. Join the discussion at facebook.com/IdgitCast. We love feedback. You can email us or send us an MP3 voice message. Please use the episode title as your subject line to prevent accidental spoilers. Our email address is idgitcastpodcast@gmail.com. The theme song for Idgitcast is by Borrowed Trouble. Find the band at borrowedtrouble.com. Lyrics and vocals by Idgitcast's founder, Allie Jones, who you can find out all about at imthewonderband.com. The closing music you hear right now is Too Good, written and performed by Jack Mangan, and is used by permission. You can find other music, writings, and discussions by Jack, as well as back episodes of his own Deadpan podcast at jackmangan.com. You can hear more from the hosts of this show. Yvette can be heard as one of the hosts of Investigating Mars, an intro cast for the TV series Veronica Mars, also available from quadruplez.com. John Pavlich can be heard on Castlecast, a fan cast for the ABC series Castle, at castlecast.net, and his own Sofa Dogs podcast at sofadogs.libsyn.com. Now you can also watch the Sofa Dogs YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/sofadogs. Darcy and I can also be heard on the Ghostlight podcast, an intercast for the television series Slings and Arrows, also featured on quadruplez.com.
Okay.
And I don't know what you're supposed to say to make it start and stuff.
Oh, you mean you want me to host this thing?
So, well, somebody's got to.
All right. Hello. Welcome to Idgitcast. I am one of your newbies, Paul Mackey. No, that's not actually how it goes.
No, it's not.
No, I got to do the first part first.
Yeah.